Hello, everyone, and welcome to week number 3 of Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network on KNZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, John Paolino. Again, these Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Indiana State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Here, an early 0-2 start on the season for Donovan West, a loss of just 21-14 against Pleasant Ridge last Friday, a game where, again, you led 6-0 at half. What can you tell me about that matchup last Friday against the Rams?
Yeah, well, 5 turnovers. We got, you know, we gave away another one last week. The week before we had 3 turnovers. This week we got 5 turnovers, and we're still keeping them one score games. It's just another tough one that we're beating ourselves. We gave them one, and we can't do that. If you ever expect to be a good football team, you got to be able to take care of your business. So, and turning the ball over is not taking care of business.
So last year is a 14-0 win over Pleasant Ridge at this time. Here we lost 21-14. What kind of makes that difference there defensively for your team allowing those 21 points all in the second half?
We're very young. Very young, and we got 11. I think 10 out of the 11 guys play both ways. We were getting a little gas toward the end, and they were able to capitalize on our lack of numbers, and you know, it just got away with some big plays.
Well, here, let's talk positives on your team real quick. Again, a brotherly duo, a senior in Coulter Peterson and a freshman in Ketcher Peterson. Both of them had really nice nights. Coulter Peterson on defense had a pick six with 11 solo tackles. On offense, he threw for over 108 yards in the air, while Ketcher Peterson, his brother, defensively, 6 tackles. Again, just keep in mind, only a freshman, also had the lone offensive scoring touchdown in the game off a 10-yard scamper.
Yeah, those catchers stepped in a big way. We lost our starting fullback game one to a season ender, and trial by fire, we had to throw the young man in there and kind of see what he was made of, and he has not disappointed. He plays ball. He's a natural born leader, and then his brother on the other side, Coulter, on the back end of our defense as a senior, another leader, another guy who just shows up and does his job every single day, and you couldn't be happier. Yeah, it's a blessing as a coach to be able to coach these two young men. So,
do you see any of that leadership kind of rubbing off from Coulter onto his brother again? Yeah, Coulter, he had a great offensive day, great defensive day with that pick six. Do you feel like any of that leadership is going to kind of rub off the catcher where in the future, you know, he would be able to relay that to the rest of the team?
Absolutely. It's already started. You know, catcher is very so if you met these two kids, you would the older one is quiet and the younger one's very verbal. So they, they're kind of opposites. And yes, the leadership, the leading by example, definitely rubbing off on the younger brother. The younger brother just talks a little more.
Well, a chance here to get the first win of the season. That comes this Friday against Valley Heights, where, again, Mustangs will have that game here at home. We'll talk about it more here in segment number 2 on the Locker Room Chats. Continuing Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Segment number 2 for the Donovan West Locker Room Chat here with head coach John Paolino. I'm Crittenden Prophet. This Mustangs Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Vedina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Again, mentioned 0-2 to start the season. Looking for the first win of the year this Friday at home, taking on the Valley Heights Mustangs. The first home game this season here for Donovan West, taking on a Valley Heights team that right now is 1-1 on the season. They lost their opening game against Centralia, but bouncing back with a big game over the Buffaloes 28-8. How are you going to get that first win here for your team this Friday, Coach?
Playing ball. We got to come out and compete. We've been competing, something we're not used to, but we're competing. We're competing. We're doing it this year. The boys are bought in, and it's our first home game. So we're hoping, I'm hoping not being on a bus and being at home will help a lot.
Well, how's that home crowd energy kind of going to bring to your team? Do you feel like you're going to be able to have a more welcoming atmosphere for your team, being able to bring in audience and to show out your stout team this season and try to get them going early?
Absolutely. I think it'd be a huge help. The community is starting to buy in, and the community's always behind us, win, lose, or draw. It's been they're always there for us, and you couldn't ask for a better community.
Well, again, looking at the Valley Heights team that, you faced last season, you lost by a score of 61-14. What are you kind of seeing in similarities to that last year's team through this first 2 weeks of film?
Their offensive line is back, and it's definitely noticeable. They're going to line it up and run it down your face. There's no tricks with them. There's no gimmicks. They come down and they play smash mouth football, and they fire off the ball, and, you know, they're coached really well. So, we got to get in there and slow it down.
Well, last week, again, I know it was kind of about turnovers. How do you feel like the offense is going to be able to respond and get going early in this contest with Colter Peterson leading the team as quarterback?
Same philosophy we've had since the beginning of the year. Keep it simple, silly. We're gonna go out there. We're gonna line up. We're gonna play clean ball and execute, and hopefully execute without turnovers.
Well, I know defensively, last week Peterson had the 11 tackles. Colter Peterson, I should say, had the 11 tackles. Catcher Peterson had the 6. What are some more plays that you're kind of expecting for your defense this week to come up that large to take down this Valley Heights Mustangs team?
To get more involved, to get our linebackers more involved, to keep our get our D-line more involved, to not rely on a free safety to clean up most of the tackles.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate your time joining us here on this Locker Room Chat week to week here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, these Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Again, here with Head Coach John Pileno. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, that was Head Coach John Pileno with the Dolphin West Mustangs. Right now, searching for the first win of the season this Friday against the Valley Heights Mustangs as Dolphin West, again, opening their first home opener of the season against the Mustangs.